जारी तो हूँ क्या हो गया कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृता सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रभाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्ये गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै सदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सर्वभक्ताय I'm very happy to come to this place. For a long time, I wanted to come here because so many seniors, devotees are here. There are two places. One place here and one place
California,
that's
New Brother.
So many senior and sincere devotees there. It seems that all you are so much well acquainted with me. So I wanted to come here. Especially nowadays, devotees want so much water. Swamiji has given some seeds and there they have sprouted some part. But lacking of water, nourishing. They are becoming so tuned. Some creatures almost died. Some creatures without tree became town. No one sincerely helping them. So, Om Pujya, my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Parashishmat, Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj, he inspired me that you should go. Your going is so much needed. Otherwise, so many devotees or blind. There is no good association. And now, everywhere bhakti is polluted. They don't know what is bhakti. To offense, now they tell that to offense, oh, this is bhakti. They are not properly hearing honor, nor serving to pure devotees. I think Swamiji is so much unhappy, so much unhappy for this. Now that it is wherever I go, it is there. So many questions are coming. How Prabhupada departed from this world? I heard so many times from here and there. He was violent. I become so sad. He cannot answer. How did the Buddhist can do like this? And that is why they have no faith in anyone. They want to shut Prabhupada, but they have no way. Because they have not been taught what is Shuddha Bhakti. They don't know the meaning of Anna Vilasita Shunya. Dhyan Kamat Dhanabhatam Ankulena Krishna Anushyanam Bhakti Rishama. Money to collect money, to this, to this, to this. And taking 99% in their pocket, this is Bhakti. So they are losing their faith on devotees. Even on God, in Krishna. Though this Krishna consciousness came from Krishna himself. And in this world, Brahma was first devotee of Krishna consciousness. And in Narada, Vyasa, Sukadeva Goswami. And gradually it descended up to Marvendra Puri, his first Puri. Sri Goswami, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Really, this is ISKCON. Really, the English name is like this, Krishna consciousness. But it is Vishwa Vaishnava Raja Sabha. Pure devotion and love to Krishna. And after Madhavendra Puri Padi, Sat Puri Padi, you know, Bhauru Puri, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, later on, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and after that, Shananda Puri, Nattam Thakur, Srinivasacharya, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Thakur, Shyamananda Puri, and Baldev Vidyabhushan, and after that, Jagannath Das Bhavaji Maharaj, and then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Sattam Goswami, seventh Goswami, very powerful, like Rupa Goswami. He was the incarnation of Gharadhar Pandit. How he expressed bhakti and he get two things. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, expressed all over the world this Krishna consciousness. This is real Krishna consciousness. I know there are so many, there were so many devotees of ISKCON, so-called, that they never accepted Gaudiya Vaishnava. Our Prabhupada has established new ISKCON and it is coming from him, but he has not established anything new. He has not given. He has given his pure love and affection that came from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Goswami. It may be some new birth of, but the story was the same love and affection. So Swamiji despised me so much that my Gurudev also, that you have to try to teach, you have to try to go to Western and Eastern countries. So I only came, I am coming only for teaching this, giving this thing. I don't want money, I don't want disciples, name, fame, anything. You are all my friends. I want to help you, like Pujya Vasudeva Maharaj helped all. He was like an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should try to develop our Krishna consciousness. Though you are, some of you are householders, know how. But always think that we are householders to serve Radha Krishna Kanjuga, not to test ourselves. Our wife, children are all of the property of Krishna. Like gopis of Nanda Ram, they used to think them. Bande Nanda Prajishtenam, Padarenum Abhiksnata, Jatam Hari Kutho Vrishnati Bhavan. Aho Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam, Nanda Gopu Prajau Krisham, Janamitram Paramanandam Purunapuram Shana. So, I go down to all inhabitants of Nanda Ram. Not only humans, gopis, even to peacocks, deer, trees and creepers of Nanda Ram. Why? Because Krishna said for them that they are my friends, they are my father and mother, they are my beloved. And Krishna played with them. Who was he? He was Supreme Personality of God. He was controlled by love and affection of Vrijavasudeva. That love affection we want to give you. And Swamiji came only to give this, not to only distribute books, not to make only money, not to make so many high classes of building, and they are establishing two gardens. He has not come to it. He is not honoring internal things, love and affection. And we are going outwardly to honor all these things, and we are going down. So we should try to understand what this internal mood was there. What is the intrinsic mood of Srimati Radhika, of the gopis. And we should try to follow. And if you are following all unwanted things, all kinds of offenses, or very pity people, you cannot imagine that when they have gone, left you, like miracle, nothing to do with them. We should engage our whole senses, outwardly, inwardly, that we should have not a single minute to think about all other things. How to serve Radha? If you are not serving, how to serve my Gurudev? To devote pure devotees. So pure Gurudev never falls. Never. Those who are falling, they are falling. At first we could not stop them. Now you are saying, you are. Actually they are always falling. They are not safe for chanting, remembering and doing so. So in our classes, we try to read some solid things. Affirmating things. That is love and affection. Beginning from Adav Shraddha, Tata Sarvusam, Atho, Natha Nibhisti, Nitha, Ruchi, Asakti, and then Bhava. When in this world, up to Bhava, what is Bhakti? How can we develop or exercise Bhakti? We should try to do all these things. I think that we are here for 7 days.
7 or 8. 8.
We will try. We will have no faith in money and here and there. I want that you to have so much love and affection for pure devotee, pure guru, and Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Gaurava Radha. So we will discuss all these things. I want that Vrindavala Prabhu, so we speak some words.
There were a couple of things that came to my mind when Srila Gurudev was speaking, and it gave me some encouragement because I remembered what my Guru Maharaj said at one point, Srila Maharaj, he said, we don't think ourselves as devotees, but we like very much to associate with the devotees and serve the devotees. I don't have much understanding of the scripture, but I like to honor the scripture by reciting the scripture. And there was one other that I forget. And I think in my heart I feel like this, that if we can be used by the Vaishnava, then hopefully one day that we can be drawn into the Vaishnava's camp and render service more deeply. Also there is one sloka, I think it's from Lord Kapiladev, that says, Satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavati vikkana rakshayana kataha tat yotanad svapravada vatani shadha rakir bhakti anukhami. To hear the words of the real Vaishnava, it is so pleasing to the ear and so much to the heart, because these words spoken by the real Vaishnava are full of depth, spirit and power, and they can create such an inner change within the hearts of all souls that we will become awakened and desire to receive the gift of the Vaishnava. So it is pleasing to the heart and to the ear, and liberation from our worldly life, the doorway to liberation from our worldly life will be opened wide, and we will get some faith, some firm faith, and then a shadha, that is a little taste like that, and then ultimately we will develop real love for the Lord. So in all of our hearts, Maharaj, we just pray that we can dive deeply into the sweet Harikatha that you deliver and uplift us all.
You see, Dharendra Prabhu, for a long time,
But I'm so happy to see Chandra Prabhu here. He is very senior Vaishnava. And I want that he should speak to us.
It's also very nice to see you, Gurudev. I heard a lecture by Srila Gaurabhavinda Maharaj before, and he said, what is really Guru Darshan, not Bhoga Darshan? So, to really understand your words will give us the love and affection that you're talking about. All the acharyas that you said, that you mentioned, coming down through our Prabhupada for yourself, is the embodiment of pure love. Unfortunately, at least for myself and some of us, it's hard to grasp that pure love because of our pride. So Krishna comes and he sends his dear representative to crush our pride, sometimes in very sweet ways and sometimes in very hard ways. Pride seems to be the stumbling block for the heart to open for love and affection that you are so freely giving. I just want to say, there's many examples, but four I'll say very quickly, of the pride. In the Ramayana, Chandra was waiting, she was a lady, and she would chew the fruit, knowing one day Ram would come, and she wanted to give some sweet fruits. She wanted Ram to have the sweetest fruits. And so many years went by, finally Ram, Lakshman came, and Ram tasted what she already chewed. And Ram, Lakshman said to stop, he wouldn't take any. Anyways, during the battle, when Lakshman was hurt, Hanuman had to find the herbs that would take care of Lakshman and bring him back to life. And it was those seeds that she was chewing that Ram ate that relieved Lakshman. So Lakshman learned a lesson there. That pride stopped him. Indra's pride was crushed by Krishna when they wanted to worship him, and Krishna said, no, you worship, simply worship Govardhan. Brahma's pride was crushed when he stole the cowherd boys. And there's one story when Krishna and Arjuna were on the chariot, and there was one jackal, and the jackal was smelling all the dead body was laying there. Krishna stopped the chariot, and Arjuna was laughing. Why is the jackal smelling the body? Why doesn't he just eat him? So Krishna asked the jackal, why are you smelling? The jackal smelled the arms, the legs, the feet. And the jackal said, if these arms do not worship Krishna, I don't want to eat. If these feet have not walked, and then Parikram, I don't want to eat. If these eyes have not looked on the deity, I don't want to eat. So anyways, Arjuna was such a big, great friend of Krishna, and Krishna crushed his pride. But let's speak of ourselves. Srila Prabhupada came to give love and affection like Gurudev was giving. But it's our pride that keeps our heart locked. So by his sweet Harikata, maybe that lock will break, the heart will open. And that love and affection that he speaks about, if one drop enters our hearts, then we too might get a glimpse of what he's talking about. Hare Krishna.
Guru Karan Prabhu, very senior Vaishnava. And he has touched also Swami. So I want that he should speak two words.
Yes.
Or you should respond us.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivatari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama. Again, we have the most fortunate opportunity to come here to this assembly in the auspices of our most beloved Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, and to also be in the assembly, as he mentioned, of many of our sincere God brothers and God sisters, who for many years of their life have made serious attempts to take what was initially given to us by our beloved Srila Prabhupada and come to some position in which we can feel that we are fulfilling his desire to progress in bhakti. The Srila Gurudev has told us many times, and again he spoke here, that he is feeling very great sense of duty to perform this task on behalf of Prabhupada, to help all of the creepers that he planted and now are now drying up. And no one is more capable to perform this task than our beloved Gurudev, because he is completely absorbed 24 hours, and this is his qualification, that he is always thinking of the pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And as we travel with him to so many locations around the world, we also see that his heart is completely overflowing with this desire to give this nectar to all of us. When Gurudev arrived at the airport this morning, he said one thing, that he wants that there will be affirmative, that there will be positive input for the devotee in his spiritual life. Not only negative, that, oh, we should not do this, we should abstain from this, because simply by meditating on that, this will not help us to go forward, but rather sometimes the mind will contemplate these things too much and become attractive. But the real remedy, the real solution, as Brother Balabha Prabhu mentioned, is this Harikatha. And this we were told from the very beginning, this medicine, this Bahoshadhi, this medicine which can wipe out this disease within our hearts in this world, this is being delivered by the pure devotees. Srila Prabhupada taught us to chant one shloka, which most of us remember, of the few shlokas that some of us can remember. But we would chant it every day before our Bhagavatam class. Nashta prayeshu avadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. So there's so much beautiful meaning in this shloka. But all of our anarthas, all of our bhadras within our heart, nashta prayeshu avadreshu, simply by performing this Bhagavat Seva, this service to the lotus feet of the person Bhagavat and of Srimad Bhagavatam, by regularly performing this Seva, Nityam Bhagavata Seva, always performing this 24 hours, then Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhakti or Bhavati Naishtiki, this bhakti will become fixed within. That means nishta, coming to that platform. And gradually after this, ruchi and asakti and bhav. This is why we are performing this bhakti process, is to come to these higher stages.
But without the association of a sadhu, of a real sadhu, of a personality who can give us this medicine, it will not be possible for us to come to this level. So therefore, Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Kajantaksto Yabhadrani Vidhunoti Suhitsatam. That well-wishing friend of ours, Krishna, who is within our hearts, he is arranging for us to have the sangha of his pure devotee, who can give us this beautiful katha, Srinvatam Svakata Krishna. And this is so powerful. It is Punya Shravana Kirtana. It will remove all the abhadras within our hearts. So if we lend our ear fully to this message transmitted by such personalities, then we will immediately feel the effect. Our spiritual life will immediately begin to blossom. And gradually our Shraddha will become so strong.